Was your tax refund what you expected? As we approach the last quarter of the year, some folks are still reeling from having to pay more in taxes than they thought or got less of a refund than expected. Planning for the tax year ahead is something you can tackle now so you're in a better position when April rolls around in 2020. And joining us is ABC Business Economics and Technology Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. Rebecca, what are some of these last-minute adjustments that folks can still do in these remaining days to mitigate some of the, perhaps the financial damage?
Well, one thing everyone can do is check their withholding. So employers adjusted workers' withholding earlier in the year to reflect the tax overhaul. But what people should be doing is make sure that that actually happened. And in particular, make sure that if you are somebody who itemizes, to know that some of your large deductions have been eliminated. So you might not be having enough withheld from those paychecks, which could ultimately lead to a larger tax bill in April. And one thing people can do is go to the IRS website, check out the IRS withholding calculator. This will tell you how much should be withheld. And if you're not having enough withheld, you can file a new W-4 with your employer and go straight to line 6 on that W-4, fill in the dollar amount that you'd like to have withheld for the remainder of the year. That'll get you to the right withholding amount so you don't have a major tax bill come in April.
Now, folks can also make a quarterly tax payment, can they not?
Yes, something that especially if you are running a small business or if you would like to have a planned out, especially this works especially well if you have a small business or you're trying to make sure that that tax burden isn't as sizable next year. You can do quarterly payments. And what this means is you basically split up over the course of those four quarters of the year the tax payment so it's not as sizable when you get to April of 2020.
Does adjusting your 401k contributions help at all?
Absolutely. So definitely max out those pre-tax retirement savings. So as the year comes to a close, you might be able to squeeze a little more money from all of your paychecks into your retirement savings. You can contribute up to $18,500 to a 401k. And so make sure if you're older than 50 years old, you can contribute up to $18,500 to a 401k. And if you're over 50, you can do $6,000 in addition in catch-up contributions. The bottom line here is if you can find a little more wiggle room as the year comes to a close, put more money into that 401k. That way you'll lower the tax bill next year.
We've also been seeing some recommendations on making extra mortgage payments as you near the end of the year. Do you think that's helpful? And if so, how does it help?
Well, it really only makes sense if you itemize. And if you itemize, there's a good chance that you could potentially save yourself something. The new tax law nearly doubles the standard deduction now to $12,000 for single taxpayers and $24,000 for married couples who file jointly. So keep in mind that that standard deduction may actually be a better deal for you than itemization. However, if you are planning to itemize and you've run the numbers, that means you could be someone who it makes more sense to pay that mortgage payment now as opposed to waiting until 2020 to do it. That way you can make that a deduction under your itemized deductions on your 2018 tax bill.
What about your investments? A good time to sell those that aren't performing so well?
The tax code lets you sell investments that have fallen below your purchase price, and you can use that resulting loss to offset capital gains on your taxable account. So it definitely makes sense if you have a handful of investments that have lost money this year, it makes sense you can offset your gains by selling those investments. So it's definitely something to take a look at, and it's a great time right now to talk to your accountant, your CPA, and take a look at everything because there are these small areas where you can make a big difference on your tax savings.
Now, a lot of this, of course, we're discussing. It's a good course of business to do to do quarterly checks on how you're doing so you don't have a tax surprise. But for many folks who did have the tax surprise with the changes that occurred ahead of this year, as we mentioned at the beginning, some of them are still reeling from that. Are there any other lessons that we should be applying now as we enter the final quarter of the year in a few weeks?
Well, something everybody can probably do a better job of is decluttering and going electronic on everything that they're doing. And obviously, there are going to be people who hear that and say, oh, I don't know about security. Well, the truth of the matter is there's no better way to track what you're spending, track what your income is, track all of these things that ultimately become paperwork for you when you do your taxes than going electronic. And therefore, it's a really good time to start going out and making sure that your credit cards are electronic, that you're looking at those accounts. You want to declutter because the worst position you can be in is have April 15th roll around and you don't know where the paperwork is and you don't remember what the password is. Get that stuff in order now. You can also max out those charitable donations and talk to an advisor. If you're unsure about all of this, you can talk to H&R Block. You can also use tax software like Tax Act and go in and put a handful of numbers in, and it will tell you various things you can be doing right now that will save you additional money. Because the thing about taxes is it's very individual specific, and also not just individual, but where you're located. And a lot of people, especially on the East Coast and in some of the major cities on the West Coast, will see that one of the hardest things is the mortgage deductions and the fact that you're not going to see that itemized deduction go as far as in the past. So you may actually benefit from doing the standard deduction this year.